Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I lost out on the, you know, the volley game, the music quiz. So a couple, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was playing in that song. I just couldn't think of the name of it, Antihero by Taylor Swift. And it's like embedded in my head now, like that song and the Miley Cyrus song that I also got wrong. And I, after the show yesterday, like Alex was losing his mind over an incident that had happened that's going to air next week.
Oh boy.
I actually may have just spoiled something that's happening next week, but no, you can't have it. But it's so funny how, like, when you just beat yourself up for things that happen. Everybody does this. I don't mean, when I say you, I don't mean you specifically, Alex, even though I was watching you beat yourself up yesterday.
I took it very, very hard. Yeah,
but I will say, yesterday on the air, you absolutely crushed it. Like,
thank you.
Vinny was just flabbergasted.
My brain was just still an idol, and you were long, like, long gone. Like, I couldn't even get a Zeppelin song. I'm sitting there going, I know
Zeppelin.
This song. I got, but I'm saying, I this is a band I've put in the time with.
Right.
And I'm not new.
No.
I'm not a kind of.
Right.
So to miss that is just.
So anyways, I mean, like, see, if you're going to grind on that, then you know what I'm talking about, grinding on the... I'm like, how many times have I played this Taylor Swift song? Like, how many times? How many times have I looked at this, at the line right here that says Antihero? I'm looking at it. And yet, it was nowhere to be found in my brain. Okay, you guys ready to go here? The Marin County Fair. It's running June 30th through July 4th. Dates are also hard for me. Tickets are available online at marincountyfair.org. I'll meet you there. Oh, I love the fair. I just, there's something so childlike about walking around in a fair and going on some rides and seeing all the people all happy and having some cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a funnel cake. That's good times. I love it. Rest in peace, the Iron Sheik. The Iron Sheik is a name I've actually heard. The guy was from Iran and was like a bad guy in the whole...
Wait, do we start?
I'm starting right now.
Oh.
Yeah. The Iron Sheik died.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's all right. He was 81 years old. And
you went right so seamlessly from the Marin County Fair to the Iron Sheik. I didn't know where.
I was going from like the happy memories of childhood at the fair, and then I looked over at my first story and went, oh, it's a death.
Yeah. All right. The Iron Sheik. I never have been into it. I actually wrestled in high school.
Well, this is not the same.
The actual
That's not
wrestling.
Show wrestling, right?
I never watched wrestling at all.
So the WWE, though, it's, you know, I also am not an enthusiast, but it was always on at my house. There wasn't that much on TV, so it would be on. And Bryn, you're also not into it. Alex, you seem like a guy who might be into WWE.
It was the WWF back
in
the
day. Oh, that's right.
And
WWF.
I did watch that a long time ago, but I was really young. Hulk Hogan was like the main thing.
Well, this is the guy who was defeated by Hulk Hogan and began the whole Hulk mania thing. So he was 81 years old, and the Iron Sheik, WWE Hall of Famer.
81 is a good life.
Well, and it's a great life for these wrestlers who...
That's what I'm getting at. Like,
right. Lots of them don't have good lives.
They get the living crap. Despite it being fake, they're taking hits to the head,
they
to the
are.
Back. Some of these drops they do... some of the I don't know what they call that, a pile driver, when they drop a guy on his head. How's that for your
spine?
They
supposedly know how to land those, but you're right. How many of those can you do before the impact, the compaction of your spine over and over is a problem? And the other thing we've heard about the WWF and the WWE, or, you know, I think they're the same thing. Just one, the World Wildlife Federation really wanted their name back. So there's a whole health scandal there, like that these people are paid very little money to do all of this work and then they don't get health care. There was like a whole thing where they're not taking care of these people who are the show. Man, talent's always getting the raw end of the deal.
Amen, brother.
Preaching to the choir. So the Sheik, the Iron Sheik, his real name was Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, and he was from Iran.
Okay.
He claimed that, and it was true. Before coming to America, he was a bodyguard for the Shah of Iran, which I don't know if you know this, but the Shah of Iran needed more bodyguards. So he was a failed bodyguard, or maybe he was gone before that guy got killed. Before coming to America, he was a bodyguard for the Shah. He was a decorated amateur wrestler. And before breaking into the pros, he was a Greco-Roman champ and even coached the 1972 U.S. Olympic team.
So he was also a real wrestler.
Yeah, also a real wrestler.
Okay.
He is probably best known for losing the WWF Championship to Hulk Hogan in 1983, which kicked off Hulkamania, which was one of the biggest, most popular periods in the history of wrestling, of the show wrestling, I should say, because, you know, regular wrestling, I don't even know if that's had a heyday. People know about it, but like I can't really name like a wrestling star from real wrestling, only from this sort of show wrestling. They called him an American-hating bad guy, and he famously feuded with Sergeant Slaughter as well.
Oh.
Right?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sure.
But that's a good guy then.
Well, sure. He's a sergeant in some kind of a...
Slaughter.
Yeah, Slaughter.
Got it.
In recent years, he was on the Howard Stern show a lot, and he had a Twitter...
Sergeant Slaughter was?
No. The guy who's dead now, the Iron Sheik.
Oh.
Yeah. He also had a... They say his Twitter account was hilarious, but that he didn't write his own tweets, so it's not his.
Well, he hired the right guy then.
Sure. Here's a classic example. Take a minute of your day to be nice to someone, you dumb son of a bitch. He was also the originator of the term jabroni.
He came up with jabroni.
What does jabroni even mean? Which, by the way, The Rock says jabroni all the time. That's like The Rock's keyword.
Yeah, he brought it back when he was big.
He was also a WWE guy.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
He was.
Oh, yeah, he was huge.
Jabroni means get it together. Oh, no, it means foolish or contemptible person.
You big dummy. You're big jabroni.
Get it together, you jabronis, as in use it in a sentence. There you go.
The Rock posted a pretty sweet video tribute to Uncle Sheiky, in which he fully admits he borrowed jabroni from him.
And we lost a pro wrestling legend today, the Iron Sheik. As I think a few of you may know, I grew up calling the Iron Sheik Uncle Sheiky. And when my dad and the Iron Sheik used to wrestle together, not only in the WWE, but also before that, when we were living in the Carolinas, in North Carolina, and my dad and the Iron Sheik were wrestling together there for the National Wrestling Alliance, the NWA, Uncle Sheiky would come over to the house and his wife would babysit me. And I was about 8 years old at that time, and I was a pain in the ass even then. So God bless that woman, his wife, Carol. Thank you, Carol, for putting up with all my... I sat there every night in the locker room. I'd shut my mouth and I'd just watch and I'd learn. And of course, a couple of years later, when I became The Rock, I borrowed the term jabroni, you know. And The Rock says, you jabroni, shut your mouth and know your role. By the way, jabroni became a fixture in lexicon. I believe it's in the Webster's Dictionary now, and they give me credit for it. No. The truth is, all the credit goes to the Iron Sheik, because that was his word. He used it. I just happened to come along and, you know, start saying it in my promos. You jabronis! But Iron Sheik, thank you for paving the way. You are a legend. You will be missed, but never forgotten.
That's nice.
That's a very nice tribute. Mm-hmm. There's a guy with a personal connection to The Rock, and The Rock stole his handle.
Catchphrase.
Right, his catchphrase. That's I did not know. I don't know that much about The Rock. I'm sure that there are people out there going, well, Dwayne Johnson, let me just start from the beginning. apparently his dad was a wrestler at the same time as this guy. That's amazing. Of course,
we don't watch it, or you certainly never said you do. But he has a TV show with his. It's about him as a kid. And I believe there's a person who plays his dad, and they sort of relive a lot of this stuff.
Oh, there's like a Rock show?
Anybody? Help me out. I've never seen it.
And The Rock's not in it? He's like a producer of it?
I think he's...
Or is it flashbacks?
I don't know. I think it's flashbacks, and someone plays his dad, and someone plays him. Uh-huh. But I've never watched it.
I think it's called Young Rock.
Young Rock. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Television series. I'm not sure where it's.
How many years has it been on? Does it say?
I think it's been on 20, a minute. 21. So,
couple seasons. Yeah.
So there are probably more people aware of his storyline than we know.
Well, I'm definitely not. Right. So that was I like that we ended with that little piece. I don't know much about the Iron Sheik or wrestling in general. And so for the enthusiasts out there, there's something for you. A couple days ago, I was telling you about Danny Bonaducci. Who was the redheaded kid on the Partridge Family. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've sort of grown up with him. He went on to be a radio guy, and he did a lot of like celebrity boxing and reality shows. And he's a very well-known dude. So he had quit his radio show, a couple years ago, saying that he couldn't do it anymore and really didn't give a big explanation. And then earlier, was it this week or last week? I can't remember when we were talking about this. Danny Bonaducci was talking about he's got something he believes. He's got something called hydrocephalus, where he's got fluid on his brain, and he was going in for a surgery that was going to drain that off, and it's been done. So he says, I lived, bitch, and that's it. There's not a whole lot more about this.
I'm sorry. Did you say he quit his radio show in order to... recover?
Well, he was having some trouble. Let me see if I can find that.
I remember
that in the
story. Saying he had trouble, you know, remembering things. And mm-hmm.
He shared that he had a mystery illness that prevented him from continuing his radio show, the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah morning show, in April of 2022. I don't even know where that aired. Is that an LA show? I just don't know.
It's in Seattle.
Okay. So Danny and Sarah.
I never heard them, but like I said, my agent is
his agent.
And so I'm familiar for that reason.
Well, he's saying he's grateful to be alive. He underwent this brain surgery, giving his fans a, you know, hilarious update about his condition. I live, bitch. That's what he tweeted in response to a TMZ article about his recovery. He's only 63 years old. His wife took to Twitter the day before to say that he'd survived the recovery. He was on the path to recovery. The surgery was June 2nd. So we must have talked about this last week. She's basically saying, it's been a long day. I wanted to let you guys know Danny's surgery went according to plan. He's doing well. But he was saying that he can't really walk anymore. Like that he was having, it sounded like imbalance and vertigo to the point where he was like, I'll just be happy if I can get up off the couch, stand and walk to the kitchen. Like that was his goal. So he's had this done, and I hope that.
I think the term you used, I think that happens to babies a lot. Not a lot, but the what did you call it?
Hydrocephalus.
I think that happens to babies. Like, I've never really heard it.
I know.
In reference to...
But, you know, growing up, I don't know what it was in reference to, but you'd always hear, like, that guy's got water on the brain. Is that... Because it's common in babies? I don't know. Anyway, he had shared that the illness was rapidly progressing. 2 months ago, this whole thing, this journey that he's been on trying to figure out what this thing is, 2 months after it started, he lost his ability to speak and walk. So he could no longer do his show.
It does happen a lot in infants. Not a lot, but they say.
And do they just drain it? What does it say there?
But because it's an infant, you can't ask them how it's affecting them, and they don't really have any function at that age anyway. But adults and older children experience headache, impaired vision, cognitive difficulties, loss of coordination, and incontinence.
Oh, lovely. Danny, in March of 2023, he finally got a diagnosis of hydrocephalus after visiting what he called hundreds of doctors. The disorder is caused by an abnormal buildup of cerebrospinal fluid in the ventricles deep within the brain, putting harmful pressure on the brain's tissue. He has struggled with substance abuse. Mm-hmm. He is now sober, and that's, he theorizes that that might be part of why he got this to begin with. He says he's done so many stupid things. I took a guitar to the head. That hurt. That could be the cause of all of this. Anyway, it's good news. He survived the surgery and it's all good. And I'll leave you with this. I don't know how this got past me. I actually really like Paris Hilton. I mean, as a person to watch. It's hot. Last night, she did a concert. She was live in concert for the first time last night, June 7th.
Where, in Vegas?
The Fonda Theater in L.A. So she'd made an announcement about this. I guess this was about 6 weeks ago, and the tickets had been... I had no idea. This totally missed me. But the reason it got on my...
As a singer or as a DJ?
As a singer. She's DJed a million times.
Oh, okay.
This is some kind of thing where she's up there singing. So,
well, she had a hit, remember?
And I have pictures of her rehearsing that yesterday during the day. So the only reason this got on my radar today is that, you know, they have this new baby Phoenix, her and Carter Ream, however you say his name. And they are at the venue while she's on stage rehearsing. And the kids got little spangly, shiny rhinestone headgear on.
Good job, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, you got to do that. I don't see a review of the show because this was posted yesterday, although I'm sure there were people who were at this. And it was called Icons Only, Paris Hilton, the Fonda Theater.
Okay.
Brittany, would you do me a favor? It's very cute to see the little kid in headphones as big as her own head. It's also kind of amazing how fast time goes. Like, that kid looks 6 months old, and I would have said, oh, they had that baby like 2 weeks ago. It's a big kid. Blah, blah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah!
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know, we're always really happy that you're here and listening. It means just so much to us. And I'm looking out the way. It's like a great day. It's sunny out, unbelievably. Maybe it'll cloud. Maybe it'll get gloomy later. But man, it feels so good when the sun comes out and just, you know, to be here, sitting in this room with my pals and you guys listening. This is great. Our little family. Oh, so cute. Get ready for a double dose of V-Hale, a second helping. Yes, please. V-Hale's joining us on The Secret Show, streaming at 10 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. on the Odyssey app.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. From countertops to flooring, accent walls, and backsplashes, the perfect finishes make your home unique and reflects your individual style. Find the perfect finish at All Natural Stone and allnaturalstone.com.
I almost jumped in with the .com. Woo!
All right, here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
I got a bunch of stuff, too, so bear with me here.
I'll just pipe down.
Well, don't pipe down. So I don't know if you have this. If I'm radnitching you, then please.
Radnitch away. I mean. Okay.
Yesterday, I have a friend who works at the Santa Cruz Sentinel. Sentinel Steve.
Okay.
And he wrote me on my Facebook. What's the messenger?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mike Ness.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you heard.
You know, please go ahead. I only would do it for you anyway. Truthfully, this is.
Well, the only reason I'm doing it is because I went, the way he wrote that, I went, oh, no, he died.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't write what had happened. He just wrote, oh, no, Mike Ness. And I.
So we should say, Mike Ness is the singer for Social Distortion, one of Vinny's favorite bands.
One of the early punk rock bands.
They're great. I actually enjoy them. I wouldn't say I'm a super fan at all, but I know you love Mike Ness.
Well, and so this is one of the, I started thinking about it before I looked it up. I would say I've probably seen, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of shows, but the band I've seen the most, the one band I've seen more than any other, is probably Social Distortion.
Right.
So I actually went, I'm kind of hurt. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. I'm bummed. And then I looked it up, and it turns out he didn't die, but he has been diagnosed with stage 1 tonsil cancer. And if you follow him on Instagram, and I do, they've just completed an album and were about to tour. So
yeah,
all that's been put on the back burner now. I don't know whether the new album will still come.
It looks like it's supposed to. I have some details if you...
I'll do them at 8, right.
Okay. Because, that bears repeating.
The truth is, I wasn't doing the story as a story, more about how I went, oh, I love that guy.
Yeah. Our people are, our parents' people have been the ones dying, and now I'm feeling like more and more things are getting closer and closer to our age, and just, people we looked up to, and... It's so hard, man. When your friends start dying, it's rough.
Well, it's that kind of, it just put it in perspective. Like, I went, oh, right. I love that guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I loved him, but I do love him.
I know. Sometimes death, it is surprising. It was like, Tom Petty and David Bowie are the ones that really, like, even Prince wasn't at that same level for me.
Right.
Like, it's a surprise when it affects you the way that it can.
Prince is a weird one, though, because people... One of my favorite, I'm not going to get into it all. There's a guitar player in a band here locally, and he is just a metal guy. He's the guy who came in and played with Slayer for their final 10 years of touring.
Oh.
He's in the band Exodus. So it's this whole thing, right? He will put on his Instagram, I love Prince more than any artist ever in the history of the world. Like, but he's a metal guy, like that metal that you go... Turn it off.
Right.
Not like Judas Priest.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like that metal.
Ah, that is so angry and dangerous.
Yeah, but his favorite thing is Prince.
Oh, Prince.
So interesting.
Did effing rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. So anyway, Americans expect to spend a record-breaking $214 billion on summer vacations this year.
Oh, we're going for it.
We're out there. And this isn't the first story I've done letting you know this.
Yeah.
And I am already seeing it. Like, in my... town where I live, it's already packed.
Yeah.
It's summer already.
Well, again, you live at the beach. You are a guy who is, you specifically live in a place that people are
go
like,
to.
We're going there.
Right. Absolutely.
We dream of going there all year.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's on. And I know that, my kids exit school today, and then it's on for them too.
Right.
So that's the deal.
From Santa Cruz or Scotts Valley, do they go on vacation away, like to get away from all that?
Summer is a time of the year when
I can't
speak for everyone else. I'm resigned to the fact that it's not mine. And I understand that even just crossing town to get groceries will be a thing because it's packed with tourists. And so it's not even just... And anyone who lives in San Francisco deals with this year round.
Yeah.
It's that person who's... They're driving, but they're looking at their maps because they're lost. And they go, oh, left here. Oh, no, right. And you're watching someone and you're going, you're on the road. You should have just made that left and fixed it later.
Yeah.
Not cut across traffic and made everyone go, arr! Whatever. It comes with the territory.
15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
It comes with the territory. But anyway, it's on. People will be traveling more. They're saying record-breaking amount of money spent this summer.
Damn.
So as much as we keep hearing times is tough, people are getting the hell out of the house. They're over it. Enough of this already.
Right.
And this is semi-related in that this next story. The pandemic did cause us all to sit tight and wait.
Canceled all the fun stuff.
The, you know, our ideas of what life should be. Here we are in the house. In the house board.
Board in the house and we're in the house.
That's
board.
How it goes. Sorry. Yeah. A poll by Japan's public broadcaster NHK last month showed 55% of people were wearing masks just as often now as when the government guidance was in place during the pandemic.
Oh.
Way more people
have adopted
kept them.
It there, yeah.
Now, I seem to remember that being a thing in China, but I thought it was because of the smog.
I think that that is definitely part of it in China, but Asian cultures do seem to say, oh, I have a cold. I'm putting a mask on to not. I've like that's always sort of been a thing. So I wonder if this
out of,
is just
out of being considerate.
Yeah, okay. Consideration for other people.
Well, that's nice for sure. But it's interesting to see that now, and I have felt that, but I'm also way too lazy to walk back to the car and get the mask. So while I kept it on probably longer than most of you, I also find myself going, I got no time for that.
I have noticed, though, in most restaurants and direct person-to-person contact places that I go to now just to shop at or eat at or whatever, a lot of those people are still probably mandated by the management. A lot of people are still wearing masks and even gloves as they're like delivering food and stuff.
This is so extreme, and I know they're this is a culture thing, okay. Probably, I guess. People in Japan who became so used to wearing face masks during the pandemic are signing up for lessons to teach them how to smile again.
Are they, though?
I don't know. That's why I saw that and went, there's no way.
They forgot how to smile. There was no one at their house. They're just alone and just never take off the mask.
Now, culturally speaking, like I'm free with a smile.
Sure.
I'm an easy smile. I'm an easy laugh.
I try to have a smile on my face just in general.
I feel stuff, and it, you know. In fact, you probably more than most know this to be true. When I'm feeling it, everyone around me feels it.
Whatever you're feeling, we're all feeling it too. Nobody vibes quite like Vinny. Nobody.
So I mean, there's that. There's definitely like I get a smile or some kind of positive energy. And I'm pushing that out.
Yeah.
Same happens.
We
when I'm
love
super
the,
bummed.
No, let's go positivity. You are actually, it's true. Sometimes I feel bathed in your light. Other times I feel like, damn, that guy's a lightning storm right above me.
Well, stuff gets me down. Anyway, you know.
I do. Sure. You're human, but you're a vibing human.
Yeah.
You're one
definitely.
Of those people.
So I'm not, my point in saying that is I'm not familiar with this whole let me. Get a smile. Like, right. I either have a smile or I don't. Yeah. The idea that you'd go get lessons seems
ridiculous.
Well, but...
But this is really happening. You're saying that people in Japan are... There's somebody who has posted an advertisement for smiling lessons. It seems like that would take, like, a minute.
I know. It's so
dumb. Here's how.
To me, it seems so dumb. I gotta
I know.
Be it, careful.
You're right. Maybe it's a culture. Please, if you can explain this to us, please do. We would welcome it. 800-400-3697. Text us. You could phone call us. Do we look at our... If people call us, do we see that they're calling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we, though?
Alex says right there next to him. Mm-hmm. It lights up the whole desk.
Yeah, but he can't answer while we're on the air. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just wonder.
I think that... Well,
it's also on the board, too.
A little behind the scenes stuff. But you got to answer for people to call. Like, that's how you keep that going. If they call and someone answers, then they go, oh, people actually pick up there.
Right.
I'm going to call back tomorrow.
Bryn is the one who would have to pick it up, though, because he's in the other... you know, Alex can't be screening calls while we're on the air. We could. We could just randomly pick it up. You say the phone's ringing. I say pick it up. Is it ringing right now?
It is not.
Okay. No. Well, if it does ring, let's pick it up. Pick it up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. We just said it. I want people to call.
Well,
you could text us first and say, I'm calling you right now.
I don't like it.
Maybe I should screen it. Yeah.
You can't. You're in here and we're on the air.
I can screen it. I can see it.
You okay. Can't
got
see it.
This.
I can see it. It's right next to Alex.
All right.
It's right there in my...
I'm feeling your vibe. Feeling a vibe.
Okay. Here's the next one. Right. I like this one. This is...
All right.
At what age do you feel comfortable leaving for the weekend? At what age would you leave your kid home alone for the weekend? Like,
alone?
When is that comfortable to you? Like, mom and dad are going to Tahoe. You're on your own. What age is that legitimately okay? To you. Just, to, you know, you can...
I would say... I don't
think... It's not a trick.
I know, I'm just trying to think about my kids and who they are. Or were when they were... I would say maybe like 15, 16-ish. And I'd make sure that, you know, the shopping had been done. And I don't know. It's hard because...
A survey asked adults what age...
We have Joanne on line one. She wants us to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Joanne, how are you? Joanne, you there? Joanne, happy birthday.
Joanne!
I feel like we sort of can hear you. Are we feeding that? Is, you know, utility feeds that?
Hello?
Joanne?
Yes?
Oh, hello. Happy birthday.
Here. Well, it was on Tuesday, and I'm a teacher. Tomorrow's my last day, and I have to pack up my classroom because my district is moving me.
Oh.
Really hard, but here we go. I'm a butterfly.
You got this, Joanne.
All right, butterfly.
You know what, butterfly? You are in, you're going to have the best summer ever. With this new situation you're going to find yourself in that they're moving you to, you're going to be like, this is amazing.
Are
I'm
you,
so lucky.
Are you changing grades or just school districts?
No, not even districts. I'm staying in the same district, just changing schools because the district is taking my TK class out of our school for some
TK,
reason.
The TK. Mm. Oh, so this we're bitching about this. All right, that sucks. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Well, I'm done bitching about it. I'm just sad to leave all my people.
Oh, you know what? You'll find new people, Joanne. You will, and you'll not, we'll always have us, and we'll every year call us and we'll wish you a happy birthday.
And I do love you, and I wake up even during summer to hear you guys.
We Thanks, love Joanne. You too,
Butterfly. Thank you, Joanne. Oh, Butterfly.
Hey, Tom from Vacaville is on the line,
too. All right, thank you, Joanne. All right, let's talk to Tom.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. We probably should have done this during trash, considering the
Yes, maybe
state
we could continue
things.
It over there. Hello, Tom. Tom, are you there?
Good morning, Alice 97.3.
Oh, good morning to you,
What's
Tom.
What's up, Tom?
I listen to you guys every morning on my drive from Vacaville to Napa.
Oh boy!
And I'm Stromboli from Vacaville, by the way. I've texted you guys a couple of times.
Did you say you're Stromboli from Vacaville?
Stromboli from Vacaville. I texted you in the past. My wife and I listen to you every morning.
Oh, Vinny is nodding. He remembers Stromboli from Vacaville. All I guess we'll be on the lookout for Tom Stromboli. Well, listen,
there you go.
I appreciate every minute that you're in your car listening and all the other minutes outside the car, whatever it takes,
Thanks,
wherever
Tom.
It breaks.
Say hi to your wife.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Okay, Tom is all right.
All right.
Thank you, Tom. Wow. And everybody's radio was down. That was amazing.
I'm going to leave this story and come back to it.
I like that
story. You
know
what I forgot?
We
didn't even do it yet, though. So I'll come back to that. I forgot to mention, you know what's happening right now? And this
what?
Is like the biggest news story in America.
Merca?
Well, there's probably a lot, but...
There are a lot.
The Canadian wildfires yes. that are blowing smoke into New York City, they have the same orange tint we had, like, what was that, 3 years ago?
Yes.
They're living that right now.
All the shows, I want to say it was Chris Stapleton I was reading about this morning. He's supposed to be doing this big open-air concert in New York City.
Canceled,
and
right?
Just, everything is... All the mm-hmm. outdoor activities are being canceled.
That's, we can't
It's crazy
breathe.
To hear that, I mean, Canada, generally speaking, plenty of rain up there.
Well, and the stories that I have been able to find, they're like, this has never happened. They get wildfires. They've
sure.
just never had them so much that all of their resources are stretched.
Right.
So they're having real... problems.
It's been ongoing, and it is. It's interesting because you're right. There are some big stories that we go, oh, that feels like real news. We're going to do the fun stuff. We're going to talk to Tom and Joanne.
That was
about
fun
stuff. That was fun. I love that. I want more phone calls. I've decided.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, "Oh my God, Joanne will have so much stuff to pack up. Give her free tickets to something." Stacy, also a TK teacher.
All right, listen, I'm going to give everyone free tickets to something right now. Go to AugustHallSF.com and grab your free RSVP, and you can come to our Sarah and Vinny Not-So-Secret Drag Show on the 24th of June. at noon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, free tickets for everybody.
Oh, 415 says, in Japanese culture, it used to be considered bad manners to show your teeth when smiling.
Oh.
Jay in San Jose.
Oh. Is okay, that, do the Japanese have bad teeth? Is
I don't
that
know.
Known?
I figured it had to be more cultural than anything else right. because we... Because
everyone knows how to smile.
Well,
like it's instinctive yeah. for babies, even.
But I don't know that I'd know how to smile with my teeth not showing because I smile naturally. Like that's, it either happens or it doesn't.
I always feel like a fake smile has no teeth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're doing it now.
I am. Yeah, I just feel like it should feel... It's funny that you'd have to be so conscious of smiling that you have to go take a class about it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
An interesting story. Are you looking at me because you'd like a tease?
Well, I'm not. I this has been very crazy.
It has
such
been.
A weird break. Someone even says, I love the phone calls. It reminds me of the early days.
I know.
OFOC, Mimi from San Jose.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
Listen, you guys, if you call us, if you have something to say, call us instead of texting us, maybe. But don't forget to turn your radio. Once we pick up, you got to turn the radio basically off. Because we're in like 20 seconds of delay.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.